Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We last interviewed our next guest 2 years ago when she introduced us to a brand new festival in the upstate designed specifically for outdoors enthusiasts. And it's happening again soon. Jackie McGinnis is founder of the Everything Outdoor Fest, coming to the historic Hopkins Farm in Simpsonville, South Carolina, November 2nd and 3rd. Jackie, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me.
So catch us up to date. Tell us what happened at the inaugural festival and what has happened since.
Truly, it was the best event that my team have ever produced, and we've been doing this for a long time. However, we had a little bit of a problem. We had massive rain, not just a shower, but massive rain. So it really did hurt our attendance. A lot of folks thought it was canceled, and it wasn't. But the people that came, we had amazing feedback from both the exhibitor end and the participants and the attendees. So we took the year off for 2023 to become a nonprofit entity. And that's where we are now.
All right. So give us the details then, the dates, the times. You said the place name. Tell us about that, and then we'll get into what will be happening.
The event is Everything Outdoor Fest, November 2nd and 3rd, and it is at the most beautiful farm called Historic Hopkins Farm in Simpsonville. It has everything we needed. We needed trails for mountain bikes and the run, and we needed flat space for all our other exhibits and fun activities. We also needed a pond, and it was really hard to find all of that in the upstate, that where we also had plenty of parking and everything else, and it was easily accessible to people. So that's where it is, and we've got a great lineup this year.
All right, so tell us what will be happening this year.
Okay, well, first of all, the mission of Everything Outdoor Fest is really to showcase the beauty and the diversity of South Carolina's natural resources, and it's also to promote health and wellness. So this year, we've got Prisma Roger C. Peace Rehab Hospital bringing adaptive sports. So we've got cycling and golf and yoga, mountain biking and kayaking and stand-up paddleboard clinics, archery and rock climbing. We've got camping and outdoor skills like bird watching and nutrition and cooking clinics. And we've got a fun run with Hoka and Run-In. And we've got a guided bike ride, fishing competitions, and Clemson Bass Fishing Team will be there. We've got a ton of kids' activities. We've got hay rides and pumpkin art and river rock painting and composting. And we've also got live music, including Darby Wilcox, who's a fan favorite in the upstate.
Is this the kind of thing that people can bring their campers, their RVs, and stay for the 2 days?
Not this year. We've got camping just for our sponsors and exhibitors this year, but you never know what we can do to expand. But we do allow well-behaved dogs. So well-behaved dogs can come and bring their humans, and it's going to be really fun, very educational, lots of fun activities.
And so how has the fact that you've become a true nonprofit now running this, so what has that meant to the festival this year?
What it's meant is that we can afford to do it. Actually, it costs a lot of money to create an event of this scope. And we've been able to apply for grants and sponsorships, whereas we wouldn't have been able to do it at this level if we weren't. And we're able to give away a lot of tickets to folks that really wouldn't be able to afford to come otherwise. It's extremely inexpensive, but we wanted to get to underserved communities and pass out tickets for people to be able to come and experience it. And we really want people to know that it's, you know, getting outdoors, we want it to be accessible to everyone. We want people to understand that all they have to do is walk outside and be in nature and maybe take a walk and they'll feel better. So it has some great mental health benefits, and it's an important mission for us. And we have so many incredible resources in the upstate that we wanted people to learn more and more about them and support a lot of the nonprofits. So we're offering a conservation village with exhibitors, where we've given the exhibitor space to come and teach about everything that they've got going on and how to support them.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for spending time with us, and here's to no rain this time.
Here's to just beautiful 70-degree weather. We'll take a sprinkle, but that's about it. Thank you.
Jackie McGinnis is founder of the Everything Outdoor Fest coming to historic Hopkins Farm in Simpsonville, November 2nd and 3rd. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.